April 26, 1925. Doubts of the soul about the writings. Jesus gives her peace. I was thinking to myself about certain things regarding the will of God, which good Jesus had told me, and which have been published, and therefore go around in the hands of those who want to read them. I felt so ashamed within me, that this caused me an indescribable pain. And I said, "My beloved good, how could you allow this? Our secrets, which I wrote out of obedience, and only for love of you, are now before the eyes of others. And if they continue to publish more things, I will die of shame and of pain. And after all this, as recompense for my heart's sacrifice, you have left me, so painfully. Ah, had you been with me, you would have had pity on my pain, and you would have given me the strength to bear so much shame and pain." But while I was saying this, my sweet Jesus came out from within my interior, and placing one hand on my forehead and the other on my mouth, as though wanting to stop the many afflicting thoughts that came to me, told me, "Be quiet, be quiet, do not want to continue any further, these are not your things, but mine. It is my will that wants to follow its course to make itself known, and my will is more than sun. It takes too much to hide the light of the sun. Even more, it is completely impossible. And if they stop it from one side, it surpasses the obstacle which they placed in front of it, and escaping from the other sides, it follows its way with majesty, leaving those who wanted to prevent its course confused, because they have seen it escape from all sides without being able to catch it. A lamp can be hidden, but the sun, never. Such is my will, more than sun. And if you want to hide it, it will be impossible for you. Therefore be quiet, my daughter, and let the eternal sun of my will follow its course, both through the writings, and through publications, through your words and through your manners. Let it surpass every obstacle, escape all impediments and, as refulgent light, cover the whole world. I long for it, I want it. But then, how much of the truths of my will was really put out? One could say it was just the atoms of its light. And although just atoms, if you knew the good they do, what will happen when, after all the truths which I revealed about my will be gathered, the fecundity of its light, the goods it contains, the infinite extension of the merits it multiplies, and all the rest, everything will be reunited as a whole and will form, not just the atoms or a rising sun, but its full day? What will happen? What good will this eternal sun not produce in the midst of creatures? And you and I will be, oh, how happy, in seeing my will known, loved and done. Therefore, let me do. Furthermore, no, it is not true that I have left you. How is it, don't you feel me within yourself? Don't you hear the echo of my prayer in your interior, as I embrace everything and everyone in such a way that no one can escape me? Since all things and all generations are like one single point for me, and so I pray, I love, I adore my Father, I repair, for all. And you, echoing my prayer, feel as if you were holding everyone and everything in your power, and you repeat what I do. Is it perhaps you or your capacity, to do this? Ah, no, no. It is I, who am within you. It is my will that makes you take everyone and everything in your power, and that follows its course within your soul. And then, do you want anything apart from my will? What do you fear? That I may leave you? Don't you know that the surest sign that I reside within you is that my will has taken its place of honor in you, that it dominates you, and that it does with you whatever it wants? My will and I are inseparable, and it renders inseparable from me whoever lets himself be dominated by it.